Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Ped from the Blue Room joins me. Morning, Ped.
Morning.
Yeah, it's here. See, it feels like it's only just ended, and here they are, Everton, on the brink of their European run.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't, but it is. It's here, and it's and we're going straight into it. Obviously, playing an unknown side, and looking forward to full house at Goodison Park. And
oh, is it a sellout? I was asking someone this the other day.
Sellout, yeah.
Complete sellout.
Complete sellout, yeah.
That's a bit. Is that the Rooney effect?
I think so.
The Pickford effect.
Just the general excitement of fans. Just. I mean, obviously, this time of year, you want to see a bit of competitive football anyway, don't you? You started banging your head against the wall, especially sort of now where there's, there was a few little international tournaments, but now obviously it's all pre-season, so everyone's looking to get back into it. And, but it's the Rooney factor. It's the just the general excitement, I think, at the club with all the signings. People just want to see how it's all going to fit together.
Have you determined your starting 11 for this game then? Have you got it in your mind who's going to play?
I've done one for what I
go on then. Jordan Pickford.
Pickford in goal.
Yeah.
John Joe Kenny at right back, for me anyway. Keane and Ashley Williams.
Right.
Baines at left back. Schneidlin and Garner.
Right.
Klassen.
So how are you playing your midfield here?
Obviously Garner and Schneidlin almost sitting. But doing two different jobs, obviously. Right. Garner's your runner and he breaks everything up, and Snidland's the player who takes the ball off the back four. Klassen in front of them, almost like a Kale type midfielder running from deep. Sancho on the right.
Okay.
Rooney in the centre. And Morales on the left. Just for this game anyway. I think that's a good balance of youth, experience and obviously, the bit in the middle as well. So just for this game, I just think that we need to be attacking and obviously be solid as well. You don't want to concede a silly goal and give them a sniff of something. And just and certainly with John Joe Kenny, the reason I've picked him certainly is because he is a right back who will go up and down all day. And we do lack width at Everton at the moment, lack a little bit of pace in the team as well. And you've seen this week with the money Man City are paying for fullbacks, how important fullbacks are now in the modern game, how they allow midfielders to play a little bit more down the middle. They are the wingers now. And we've got Seamus Coleman, but obviously he's going to be out for a while. And John Joe Kenny seems to be the direct replacement for all we've got. So, I mean, that mightn't be the team that starts, and I'm sure a lot of people disagree with that team. But
is that the strongest team or not then?
I don't know if it's the strongest team, because you could argue Tom Davies could be in there. You could argue maybe Holgate could be in there. You could argue that maybe Morales wouldn't be in there. But that's the team I'd start, because I think at this point you need that mix. You just want to get through the game. There'll be players who will emerge over the season. There'll be players who, the game that starts tomorrow mightn't be the game that starts against Stoke, first game of the season. It might be down to who are the 10, 11 fittest. Keenan Dow could go in that team the way he's been playing. He could certainly slot in on the left or on the right, and maybe Sancho would play down the middle, and maybe Rooney would move around. And that's the good thing, as an Evertonian, I don't know what the starting 11 is, and that's all I suppose we've ever asked for. That's what any football fan asks for, as a squad that has a little bit of unpredictability about it, and you can get a different starting 11 every week.
Does that feel like a completely different side to you? From last season, does it feel like a gigantic shift or a moderate shift away?
No, only a moderate shift, but I think for this point of the season, we're not even in the season. I think that's key. I don't think there's no point. I mean, obviously, there you have got Pickford, you have got Keane, you have got you have got Sancho, you have got Rooney, so there's a lot of changes in there. You've got Klassen in there, so all the new players are starting. So it's a good mix. But I think what's important is that I think some people might say, well, you can play some kids in this game, you can play some new players. I think there has to be an element of continuity in this game just to get us through it. Players who've got that little bit of experience and playing at Goodison Park and obviously just playing together as well. Like Sancho's only played 45 minutes in an Everton shirt. So there has to be a little bit of consistency just for these games, just to get us through them. If we've got a bit of professionalism about us, we will get through these games. You might even see someone, you know, like a Gareth Barry play tomorrow night, just because the manager knows what to get out of him. So, but that's great for me. That's what's exciting to see. You know, new players and old players and all mixed together, and young players coming through as well.
Is this Gareth's last season? Has he got one more year on his contract? Season, yeah. Is that going to be it then?
I'd imagine so. He's not that far away from the Premier League record, is he? And the manager still really likes him and really trusts him, and he's still got something about him in certain games where you just want a cooler head to come on and just slow the tempo, get hold of the ball, and he's still got that ability. He's not as quick as he was, and we've seen in the higher tempo games when there's a real press on that he can get caught in possession in centre midfield, and that can turn the game very quickly, as we've seen last season. But you don't just, you know, you just don't just rip it up and throw it away. You keep all the plays like that, because someone like him, he must be great round the squad just to have that little bit of calmness. Because every time I see Gareth Barry, I just look at him and think, you know, he never looks flustered. No matter, even if he is, he never looks it. And I think if you're a young player coming through, that must be brilliant.
So Barry, he's got a role to play this season. Now, I seem to remember, come the end of last season, you maybe had a little bit of a question mark over what was going to happen with Kevin Morales in terms of his future.
Well, he signed a contract, didn't he? So
he signed, he's staying. And is this a pivotal season for him? Is he a long-term member of the squad under Ronald Koeman?
I think the key word there is squad. I think he's 28, 29 now, and he's been at the club a while now, and you just think, if he is a genuine squad player, you know, he's not someone I expect to start every week, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have that consistency. If he did have that consistency, he'd be a much better player, and maybe he wouldn't play at Everton, because he has got something about him, or certainly he certainly did have something about him, and maybe the injuries have knocked it out of him. But I think as long as he knows his role, and the frustrations are not there, because I think when he under Martinez just seemed to put him to one side, even when he was playing well, and the frustration bubbled over, and you know, you see him come on in games and do silly things. If he knows his role in the squad and the manager plays him, which he did last season, then I think he'll be okay. It's when he doesn't know whether he's going to get games or where he fits into the whole thing. So I think he'll get games this season. He won't start every game. I think he knows that. And I don't think I think for the sake of his injury record that it's been in the past, I think he appreciates he can't start every game. There is a time and a place for when he plays.
It's quite a significant point in time for Everton, this, isn't it? Almost the beginning of the real Koeman era.
Yeah, I'd say so. And the Walsh era as well. And maybe the Mashiri era.
The Walsh era. Well, you wouldn't have been saying that maybe a year ago when he first joined.
Well, when a year ago, though, that was the point, is that he joined the club about 3 or 4 weeks after Koeman did, and they didn't really align in what they, you know, where they wanted to go and what they wanted to do. Whereas this pre-season feels like the first time they all know what their roles are. I think Walsh has been able to identify targets that the manager's asked them to find, and he's found them. And I think that's been key. And you know, whatever happens in the future, the structure is there now for the club moving forward. But it definitely feels, it's annoying that this game comes so early, because, as I mentioned, you want to bed these players in, get them used to each other. You don't want it to be a false start. But, you know, Everton should have enough. They've certainly got the players. They've certainly got the experience to get through a game like this. I mean, it'll be tricky. The away leg will be a tricky tie. They always are going to these small grounds. And you just hope that Everton have built up a, you know, good lead tomorrow night and can give themselves a good head start. So for the second game, it's, you know, more of a just doing a professional job and getting, using it for some fitness as well.
What's deemed a success in the Europa League for Everton? How far would they have to go for you to be pleased in the first season? I mean, obviously, as soon as they get into the group stages, there's a hell of a lot of games, aren't there? There's a lot of reliance on squad.
I think Mourinho showed how to use it last season. Almost at times in the group stages. You know, if you're in the group stages, if you win three games, you're through. And at times, he sacrificed games knowing that, you know, if he won his three games, he was fine. And what we've done in the past, what we've had a tendency to do, is go for it early. And when we've gone for it early, we've had loads of Premier League games, and we've had the start of the League Cup as well. I think Koeman has got to understand what's an important game and what isn't, and use the squad. In terms of what, you know, what would be a good season in it, well, unless you win it, you know what, win it, then surely anything less isn't a good season. I mean, you can say, well, it'd be great to get to the semis, but you know, if you get knocked out in the semis, it'd be absolutely heartbreaking. So I'd love to sit in.
But yeah, if you were in the Champions League and you got to the quarter-final stage, that would be a successful run.
It would be, I suppose.
Does the same not apply in the Europa
But it's just
League?
When you think of it, isn't it? If you got to the quarter-finals and got knocked out, you wouldn't be happy about it. So, I mean, first and foremost, I just want to get in the group stages. Know that we've got those six games, the guaranteed football, where then you can start experimenting in certain games, playing young players. I just don't want to get into that situation like we always seem to do when we've been in the Europa League is... We get into it, we play the first couple of games, then we go into the League Cup, and then we completely sacrifice the League Cup and the games around it. I just hope he uses, you know, the right team and the right games, because you have got six games in the Europa League if you get to the group stages, of course. You don't need to win all of them. And I think that's what, as I say, I think that's what Mourinho showed last year. You can afford to lose a couple of games. If you've got a big game either the Saturday before or the Sunday after, make sure you prioritise your big game. But obviously that means, you know, you've got to make sure you win your games to get you through the group stage as well.
It's only 2 months that you've been away from Goodison, but what do you miss most, bar the football? Something away from the pitch.
To be honest, it's not always the football I miss. It's just going the match with
the people around
family
you.
And stuff, yeah. Because I go with a lot
routine.
Of... Routine. Yeah, I go with a lot of family. So it's just... Sometimes you don't see them otherwise. You don't find an excuse.
you don't catch up in the week unless you're at the 40.
Well, it's hard, isn't it? Especially this time of year, people got a lot of holidays and stuff. That's the main thing I miss when I don't go is just that period of routine and not seeing people that you're used to seeing every other week. So, couple of seasons ago, the football, that was the best bit. The football was absolutely atrocious. You didn't go for the football. So just having that buzz back and just there. And I think that'll be there this season. And obviously, it's going to be a very long season. And people shouldn't get ahead of themselves what we can achieve. But it's just going to be interesting to see how it all comes together.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.